escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And just like that, the Astros again, 3.5-game lead in the AL West. Another victory on the road in Miami yesterday. And shout out to the pen and AJ Blueball for being the primary pitcher. I forget what they call the guy who's going to handle the main majority of the bulk.
The dude that can get the opener win is what they call him. But it sucks being the opener. You can't qualify for a win.
Well, I mean, Okert handled it well. And I had not even realized how much of a struggle he had had with that particular role in his past. But he did what he needed to do in the Astros. Yet another victory, 7-3. Probably more importantly, the idea of being able to generate runs again outside of just that really cool fourth inning that they had a couple days ago. They continue generating runs in all sorts of different ways, including a home run from Jose Altuve early on in this game to get them started, get these pitchers having a little bit of a run support. But, yeah, you're back in that place where you have a little bit of a lead, and now we look forward, and the stretch run of the season is ahead of you, right,
Lopez? I think it begins today.
Why today in particular?
Well, Arrigetti is back, and behind Arrigetti is hopefully one more pitcher that can come in and be. So a lot of things factor into it. And the number one factor for me is there are 48 games left in the season, if I saw that correctly and did the math correctly, which is always a little
dicey. Correct. 64-50, so you've played 114.
So there's 48 games left. And my point on this is there's no more time of, well, this guy's going to be on the DL, that guy's going to be on the DL, let's bring along these guys, IL. Sorry.
I try not to be that guy.
I'm mixing sports. Anyway, you know, maybe they're going to come back, they're going to have a two-week assignment to try to get. No, there's no more time for that. You know, you have 48 games left. You need to get these guys back. That was me kind of
slamming.
I was slamming the table a little bit there. I'm sorry. I got a little exercise there. But there's no more time. There's no more time for, well, it's a long season. Figgy, it's no longer a long season.
It's not early.
It's not early anymore. If they're going to make the stretch run.
Come on, man. It's only August. It's early.
I've never heard that. It's only August. You know, so you got to get one of your starting pitchers back, more to come. Jeremy Peña is back, baby. What is he, 6 for his last 17 since he came back, something like that? Jeremy Peña's back. Yonner Diaz, as a catcher, hits home runs. I can't figure it out. All his home runs are as a catcher, not as a DH. Correa, we know what he can do. Jesus Sanchez can bring it a little. You got the pieces. You've changed your makeup of your template, I should say, of how you win games. Yes, you love the long ball. You got one yesterday. Yes, you got a triple from Jeremy Peña. But you really, the conga line thing is real. You've got a terrific defense now. Like, this is the, there's no more messing around, no more putting it off. This is the stretch run.
I think that's agree. And I think the biggest thing is the thing that you highlighted, the thing that we've talked about a lot. And the thing that I think is probably the biggest question mark is, who are the pitchers that you can get in to give you that level of confidence in what you're doing come postseason. Because, you know, even Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez, they you know, there is questions, and I hate to raise them, on, you know, what is more so Hunter Brown when you get to the latter parts of the season. Does he wear down? So, like, giving yourself not only a third pitcher, but maybe another pitcher even that you feel confident in, so you give Joe Espada some choices and some selection when you get to the postseason. And at this point, I do feel confident about you getting to that postseason in that good way, because you start looking at the remaining schedule for the Astros. And, I mean, here in the next week or two, there's a few series that you go, okay, this could be somewhat telling. You'll be back in Boston here in the next series. Or sorry, I'm looking at the wrong thing. And of course, I lost it as soon as I wanted to go to it. But you'll be facing off against Boston again here next week. You'll get the Tigers on the road in Detroit. That's obviously a good one. But I mean, there's a lot of series. You still got 7 games against the Orioles. You still got another 7 against the Angels. You've got, you know, the Braves in here. You've got a lot of series where you can continue to make your run, give yourself a better circumstance, maybe even get yourself out of the opportunity of having to play, the indignity of playing one of these wild card teams coming in. Like, I think that this is the time where you set yourself up for the possibility of pennant success, as opposed to, you know, the what you did last year, which was get yourself to the postseason and then ultimately have a disappointing postseason, if we're going to be completely honest. Yeah, I think that this is the opportunity that you have to give yourself and set yourself up for success.
Yeah, and you're set up. The roster is you know, perfect for how you play right now. I mentioned the defense yesterday. You know, at one point yesterday, the Astros had 6 Gold Glove winners on the field.
At various points,
No, at the same time.
No, I mean, but like Gold Glove winners at various points. Yeah, yeah, no, that's right.
So you got the defense back. You know, there's no more Zach Shorts and, you know, all these other, all due respect, you know, coming up, and you cross your fingers. Like, this is when it has to happen, and it starts with the pitching, and it starts with the, you know, no more openers, you know, and thank goodness you got the win, but this is when it has to happen. And I think Joe Espada has really taken advantage of sort of the transformation of this team. And they're ready to go.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, you do have to give them credit. Like, I think one of the big things that you clearly like a lot, and I like a good amount myself as well, is taking the opportunity when you need to find a way and learn how to manufacture runs. They seem to do a little bit of that. Were they always the most successful? No, but of course you were working with, I mean, you were working with the Sugar Land Space Cowboys at the major league level. That got rough for a good amount of time. But what that seemingly has done has given them a better, better instinct on how to create runs.
Yeah.
Now, when you have guys that are more successful getting you extra base hits and things of that nature. And yeah, Jesus Sanchez from the 832. Would you agree with this? Very similar to Uncle Mike when you talk about Michael Brantley.
A professional hitter.
He does give you that mercy. And a smiler, too. He seems very happy with what he does. But, yeah, now you end up in this place where I think the only real question is how many wins can you get yourself? Like, how much of a groove can you get yourself into? And, obviously, most importantly, which of these pitchers, you know, and hopefully all of these pitchers come back in a timely manner, which it does feel like we're getting, as I think it was Christian Javier had another outing for Sugar Land yesterday. 3 2/3, 1 earned run, 4 walks, though. Mm-hmm. That's all things that you hope that you can get settled in. But which of these guys can come in and be successful at this level, and how quickly to give yourself a good chance of being the AL championship winner and the representative in the World Series. That's ultimately the level of success that the Astros have set themselves up for, or have set as the standard for themselves over this decade plus run that they've had.
And the Mariners are I don't think are going anywhere.
They won last night again. I think they were in, who were they playing again? They were playing the Yankees. That's right, the Yankees.
They're not going anywhere. So you've got to make that run. The other thing that I think is crucial here for the Astros is the way that we talk about Joe Espada, the way that he's running things right now. Not only does he have the players defensively and creating, manufacturing runs, he's got options at the ends of games. And that, as you know, that was very much a frustration for me the last couple of weeks, because now Mauricio Dubon, he can do so many different things. He can play second if he has to. Obviously, Altuve can DH, but then you have Sanchez, then you have Urias, you have left-handed bats.
Did you see Urias yesterday at second with that trap?
Yeah. So the options defensively are there, too, in late-inning situations. Make the run. There's no more putting it off.
No, I think that this is as much adversity as the Astros have faced, and maybe I'm speaking a little bit too soon because you're not entirely out of the woods here. Mm-hmm. This is lined up probably as good as you could ask for, considering the amount of adversity that you have sustained, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you could also be in a circumstance where the injuries are hitting now and you're not seeing, at least conversely, where you're seeing kind of guys start to come back at this time period. So, look, all things considered, like, it sucks that we have had to go through this with the Astros in this season, but it does look like things are starting to line up in such a way where the Astros will still be able to take their shot. In a very strong way. And I think that, as you mentioned, like tonight's the night, if for no other reason, Spencer Arrighetti on the mound. What do you expect from him today?
I just want 5+. Just give me 5+. I mean, I'm greedy.
Yeah, I was like, he ain't even give you 5 in his rehab starts.
Give me 5+. And by the way, did you notice that this whole conversation, we didn't even mention Lance McCullers Jr. or Yordan Alvarez?
All right, real quick before we move on.
So you think we don't need them to
I'm saying don't count on them.
Oh, okay.
You can, and this is the time to make a run. Right.
Are you in a place where you believe that with one or either of those, let me phrase that properly. With neither or maybe just one of those guys, that you can do what you need to do? Like, are you in a place where you're willing to write off either one or both of them for the entirety of the season?
Yes. That was the whole gist of this conversation.
You kind
of
got the plan like
you
that.
You have to.
Yeah.
You have to count on not having them.
Yeah. And then when you do get them, that's a bonus.
Yes.
It's like, okay.
Exactly.
I didn't think I would get to that place with Yordan.
There?
I'm not even sure if I'm fully there, because I still think the value of Yordan is magnified in the postseason when you get up there. Like, I do think that, hey, Carlos Correa, especially with as much of a clutch hitter as he is, like maybe he gives you that. Mm-hmm. Not maybe. He does give you some of that, but it's not going to compare to what Yordan is in those spaces.
Right.
I think that that's also going to be something that is going to be helpful for me personally, not that they're gearing anything for me. In this final stretches, can you be a team where you are this level of dangerous to opposing teams and opposing pitchers, even without Yordan? I think that'll be really a good thing to get get some level of guidance on heading into the postseason, because if that's the case, boy, do you have something special.
Yeah. See, I don't see that with Lance McCullers, man.
No.
I just, even if he do come back, I'm not counting on him to turn into Lance McCullers of a couple years ago in the playoffs and throwing 49 curveballs in a row and all that stuff. Yeah. I lost
49.
Faith. Yeah, I just lost faith in Lance, man.
Yeah.
I mean, if Lance does make it back, like, best case scenario is that he slides into your pen, right? In like a postseason circumstance.
I hadn't even really thought about that. Yeah.
I just don't know about him as a starter.
Yeah, who you got starting over him, though?
Well, right now, let's see how Arrighetti does. We still got Javier and Garcia out there, fingers crossed. Yeah, I mean, maybe he is the best in the pen.
Yeah, so Arrighetti, it'll be interesting. We get it earlier today. 3:40 first pitch here, as you got Arrighetti on the mound. And the opposite pitcher, Jason Junk, And I don't know if that's how you say his name, but that's how I will be saying his name. Like I have a strong feeling that it might be a Junk in there or something. I don't know, but I'm calling him Junk.
And the Raul pitch. Look at that Junk.
Look at this trash pitcher.
Throwing that Junk.
All right. Yeah. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into our question of the day. 713-572-4610. What do you wish you had a 10% cut of? Let us know, because it sounds like the NFL now has a 10% cut of ESPN. We'll talk about that next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.